This is JIS News. Coming up, new block to be constructed at Tamarind Farm Correctional Facility, multi-million dollar contracts issued under Phase 5 of JEEP, and Jamaicans urged to contribute to the National Insurance Scheme. The news in detail after this message.
Government suppliers, the government has heard your cries.
Public procurement is getting faster, easier, more efficient.
Trained and certified procurement specialists across the public service.
Quicker responses to queries and complaints.
And best of all, it's going electronic. Get tender notifications via email.
Complete the process in your home or office.
Public procurement reform in action. Call the Ministry of Finance and Planning at 932-5220 or visit gojep.gov.jm for details.
Now the news. Work is to commence on a 304-bed, two-story medium-risk block at the Tamarind Farm Adult Correctional Facility following the signing of a $164 million contract for the improvement project. The contract was signed on Thursday by the Minister of National Security, Peter Bunting, and representatives from M&M Jamaica Limited and the Department of Correctional Services. Mr. Bunting says the move will facilitate the separation of high-risk from low-risk prisoners in the system. He says it will also provide the necessary rehabilitation for those incarcerated.
The best practice would be to separate first-time offenders or medium-risk offenders from hardened criminals who generally are reserved for the maximum security facilities.
Mr. Bunting says it is the first in decades that capital expenditure is going into the correctional system, noting that the construction of the new block is a modest but important start in the expenditure required by the correctional department. Meanwhile, National Security Minister Peter Bunting has reiterated the call for all well-thinking Jamaicans to work closely with the government to take back St. James from the hands of criminal elements. Minister Bunting was speaking at a rally following the 10,000 men march and their families march for peace at Dumpup Beach in Montego Bay recently.
We recognize that it is only if we unite the entire community, the church community, the business community, the political community, to support the police and law enforcement that we're going to get sustainable success in Jamaica. And we have to start at the level of family.
The march was organized by the St. James Ministers Fraternal in collaboration with the Citizen Security and Justice Program, National Integrity Action, Child Development Agency, Office of the Children's Advocate, Jamaica Constabulary Force, Social Development Commission, and the St. James Parish Council. Some 66 contracts have been issued for projects in 62 of the 63 constituencies since the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program JEEP Phase 5 component got underway in June. State Minister for Transport, Works and Housing Richard Azan says Phase 5 of the multi-million dollar program is scheduled for completion by November 30. The scope of work under the new phase includes road rehabilitation, pothole patching, repairs to sidewalks, drains, bridges, as well as retaining wall construction. Mr. Azan says projects underway in St. James are 20% completed, while those in Westmoreland are at 55% completion. In St. Catherine, four road projects have been completed and two projects are at 70% completion. In Clarendon, work on projects started recently are at various stages of completion. Minister Azan says contracts have also been issued to contractors for projects to be carried out in St. Thomas, St. Elizabeth, Trelawney, Hanover and Manchester, noting that work is scheduled to get underway in those areas shortly. And Jamaicans are again being urged to contribute to the National Insurance Scheme, NIS, in order to be able to support themselves after retirement. Parish organizer for the National Council for Senior Citizens, NCSC, Mira Salmon, says persons should make retirement planning a priority. She says the council has been organizing seminars as well as undertaking training in entrepreneurial skills aimed at equipping persons for retirement age.
Our reason for having this retirement seminar is to educate young persons 18 to 50 years old of some of the things that will happen along the road if they are not properly prepared for retirement, so they can begin to contribute to NIS, housing trust, the tax office for the self-employed persons. With this education, I am certain that people will be more prepared for their retirement.
Mrs. Salmon was speaking with JIS News following a retirement seminar in Montego Bay on Tuesday. The event was held under the theme, On the Road to Retirement, Activate Your Action Plan. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.